One of the seven grantees for the Sewerage and Water Board's Green Initiative is Rabowin International High School. It plans to build both a blue and a green roof on top of its building in the CBD. Anthony Mayer is the project coordinator. Mayer says blue roof technology means creating a kind of bathtub on top of a building to catch excess rain and stormwater. Unlike most roofs, which let water run straight down, this roof keeps water up high so it won't back up sewers and cause floods.
In a city where the majority of your square footage of the city is impervious, and the majority of the imperviousness is roofs, it makes your roof a holding cell. And if you have the structural support of that building to do that, and most older buildings do have that, it's a no-brainer.
Some of the water captured on the International High School roof will then filter down a level to a rooftop garden or green roof. Students will be able to have an interactive lab there and grow food, too. All the grantees have 18 months to get their work going and must have a maintenance plan for at least a year. After that, the Sewerage and Water Board hopes that communities find ways to keep the project sustainable. Sewerage and Water Board Superintendent Joe Becker says these projects can ultimately help save on infrastructure costs.
You get to the point where you can say, you know what, it rained 2 inches and I didn't have to turn all 119 of those pumps on, then that's going to be a very successful program for the Water Board. It's going to be a very successful program for everybody.
The Sewerage and Water Board is dedicating $500,000 a year for the next 5 years to invest in green infrastructure.